The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And today's program, we're going to cover some musical theater, both pieces of which were written by the same writing team, who are Lynn Ahrens, author of Book and Lyrics, and Stephen Flaherty, writer of the music, for a show called Lucky Stiff, which will be presented by the Urbana Park District Youth Summer Theater Program, and also Once on This Island, which the Muni in Springfield is presenting starting on Friday, running through the 29th. The Urbana Park District show is next week, and we have a number of the performers joining us for that. They'll be on the second half of our show singing a live preview. First up, though, I'll be talking with Laurie O'Brien, who is the stage director for the Muni's production of Once on This Island. We just heard the prologue from the musical Once on This Island, which is being presented by the Muni in Springfield on the from the 20th through the 22nd, and then again from the 25th through the 29th. That's Friday through Sunday and Wednesday through Sunday. And with me on the phone here on Live and Local is the stage director for this production. Her name is Laurie O'Brien, and we're very pleased to have her with us. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Just out of curiosity about your own background, are you a thespian yourself?
Well, I have been in many, many plays, but I'm actually a physics teacher at Glenwood High School. I met my husband at Muni, 1975. I was in a show there, and he was the assistant director, and that's when we started dating. So we go a long way back.
Well, and nice associations for you all. And he reminded me, which I had forgotten, that I guess I talked with him about a production called Chess, although I don't remember what company was doing it.
That was the Theater Center. Yes, I also directed that.
Oh, you did? Okay. How did I end up talking to him then?
I was teaching and you needed to talk during the day.
Oh, that could have been it. Yeah, well, of course, it's summertime and you got that part off, but you spend some time with these productions. Tell us, for those who are not in Springfield and maybe don't know the tradition of the Muni, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, the Muni was started by local people back in the 50s, and they originally put them on in one of the parks here in Springfield, and it got to be so popular it was too big that they needed an auditorium, and the park district agreed to let them have the site out by the lake, and they built a theater, and the original theater burnt down after some lightning, and so then they had to build up another one. And it's been going over 50 years. As I said, my husband grew up there. He went as a child actor, and then I met him when we did that. And it's really kind of a tradition, the Muni family. I mean, even not just biological families, but everybody at Muni knows everybody else. That doesn't mean that we're not open to new people. About a quarter to a third of the people every year are first-timers at Muni, and then they become part of the family. But everybody goes out in May and cleans up the site and works on the lawn and the costumes and the sets and recovers the stage, and then they close it off at the end, and everybody works together, and it's really a lot of fun. It's a great group of people.
I've always wondered, is the Muni short for something longer?
Municipal. It was Municipal Opera.
Hmm.
And it was the Springfield Municipal Opera, but we call it the Muni, and we use an I, whereas I think St. Louis uses a Y, Muni with a Y, when they shorten theirs.
But, of course, opera, I don't know, they must have done opera early on, but, of course, this is now all musical theater.
It's all musical theater, although some musical theater is leaning back towards opera. If you look at things like Les Mis, a lot of them are going towards all singing again,
right,
but a different style of music, definitely.
Sure. Well, this is very definitely a musical, and it's a show that I have not seen yet myself. I enjoyed sampling some of the music from it, and we heard, as I said, the prologue, which does a little bit of the setup for the story. Why don't you finish the setup for us, for those who don't know this show?
Okay. Well, I love this show. It's by Aarons and Flaherty, who've done a lot of really great musicals, including Ragtime and Death Rose and Seussical, and you said that they were doing Lucky Stiff in Champagne, a lot of them. And they're very good at making their music narrative. A lot of their shows have very little dialogue on them because the music says so much. But this one is about a group of islanders in the Caribbean, and they're on the poor side of the island, and there's a storm, and the little girl's frightened, so they're going to tell her the story of Timoon. And they act out the story as they tell it to her and take the parts that they describe. And Timoon, it's a folk tale, a sort of a fairy tale. I mean, it's kind of a cross between the Red Shoes and Little Mermaid, that the four gods of the island, Agwe, the god of the sea, Asuka, the goddess of the earth, Urzuli, who's the goddess of love, and Papagei, the god of death, decide that they're going to have a test whether love is stronger than death, because the gods are having an argument. So they set up a situation, they create a storm, so the boy from the rich side of the island crashes, and Timoon has to nurse him, and she falls in love with him. And she follows him back to the rich side of the island, and they fall in love, but then his father, the boy's father, tells them that he has to marry the girl that they have picked for him, and he can't marry a peasant, and so he betrays Timoon, and the god of death saved his life. He told her when back when she first found Daniel that he would spare Daniel's life because he was near death if Timoon would give hers in exchange, and she does. She agrees to this, and he says, well, he'll claim it later. So he says now that her life is forfeit because Daniel's betrayed her, but if she will kill Daniel, then she can have her life back again, just as if she had never loved at all. And she can't do it. She still loves Daniel, even though he has betrayed her. And so she's thrown out of the house, and she wanders around trying to find Daniel again, and eventually dies. And they turn her into a tree, and she shelters his house and his children, and eventually his son finds a girl in the tree that he falls in love with, and by then Daniel's grown up and agrees to let the boy marry the girl, so finally the peasant girl and the rich boy can get together. So it's a fable, it's a ballad, but it has a lot of depth to it along the way. It's a great show for both children and adults, because the children are only going to see the fairy tale part of it, and the adults will see a little bit deeper into what the story is about. And so I think it's one that children and adults can enjoy together, and they'll get different things out of it.
Well, here is a song from the show in which the god of water, Agwe, I think you said, is essentially setting up the tragedy, or rather the accident that he is going to have happen, that initiates the whole relationship between Daniel and Timoon, if I remember right. This one called Rain.
Yes, it's a beautiful song.
Let there be no moon. Let the clouds race by.
That's from the song called Rain, from the musical Once on This Island, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm talking with Laurie O'Brien, who's the stage director for the Muni production in Springfield, which runs the 20th through the 29th. And listening to many of the songs from the show, Laurie, it sounds like there is a pretty heavy sort of Caribbean / Calypso influence in at least some of the songs.
Yes, there is, and we had to study that. We had to study Afro-Caribbean dance so that our dance has the flavor of the islands, and the orchestra is different. The orchestration is different than most musicals. It's very highly percussive because that's the basis for a lot of this. So we have a lot of that guitar, keyboard, and woodwind, and it's a very different sound, a Caribbean sound.
And I assume you have a number of drummers, percussionists in
the
orchestra?
Yes, we do. We have a number of drummers.
You would have to get all the percussive sounds. The premise of the show, part of the premise of the show, aside from just being a come, you know, bring people together from different parts of life, is or could be a racial one, where, you know, the at least in the prologue describes the villagers as being, does it say dark as night, and then the others presumably white. But I read also that you can adapt the text, you know, according to whatever cast you have. And I wonder how you deal with the whole racial issue in the show.
Well, we have a very mixed race cast, and we have a lot of African Americans in the show, about half of them, and then the rest of them are Caucasians or Asians or what. But it does deal with race, because Timon is African American, and Daniel, although he looks Caucasian, is mixed African American Caucasian, because they have one song in the show called "The Tale of the Bosom" and explain how he was the son of a French planter and one of the peasant girls, and then when he grew up there was a rebellion, and they took over and kicked the French out, and then they became the masters of the plantations. But there was a feeling that because they were lighter skinned, because they were mixed race and not as dark as the peasants, that they felt they were better than the peasants. And that's part of the story. There is a racial overtone that they have this falseness about them, the idea that they're better because of the tone of their skin.
And this is this a mixed age cast as well?
Yes, and that's another thing that I love about it. I love when we have older people and teenagers and children all together, because they all bring something different to the mix. The kids have so much energy and so much enthusiasm, and the adults have a lot of experience, and they both bring some of that to the other part of the cast, and they work wonderfully together. I think everybody has enjoyed having such a mixed group of people.
So does it seem that the cast of whatever age or race is learning something about how to work with each other through doing the show?
I think they are. And as I said, they get along really well. They have a lot of fun together.
I wanted to play one of the songs from the show that seems to have a pretty heavy, I wrote down here, Calypso influence. I guess you could just say Caribbean in general. And this one is called "Mama Will Provide," with one of the gods, I guess, Mother of the Earth, Asaka, and other storytellers involved. Is there more of a setup that we need for this song?
Well, this is on Timon's journey to the rich side of the island. She leaves her village and makes her way, you know, 100 miles or more to the other side of the island on foot. And Mama Asaka, who is the mother of the earth, comes and helps her. And she says that, you know, she can give her everything she needs, not to be afraid, and gives her courage. And that's what this song is about.
Mama Will Provide, from Once on This Island, being presented at the Muni in Springfield the 20th through the 29th of this month.
You never been away from the sea, child. You're gonna need a helping hand. A fish has got to learn to swim on land.
Song was called "Mama Will Provide" from Once on This Island. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, I'm Kevin Kelly, talking with Laurie O'Brien, who is the director for The Muni production in Springfield. The Muni, by the way, you can find information on their shows at themuni.org. You can get directions to the theater, which is on East Lake Drive, and find out all you need to know about this show and the show. There's one show after this yet, or are there two shows after this?
There's one show after this. The next show is another show that's really good for children. It's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yes. Well, of course. That one seems to happen everywhere in the summertime, or at least somewhere in the summertime in our area.
Well, the kids really enjoy that show.
Yeah. Well, we have just a minute or so to wrap things up, and I guess... I was curious about the dancing that is involved in this show. Sort of as we talked about the musical style, I assume that there's a fair amount of dancing, and the actors must have had to learn something about that sort of thing.
Oh yes,
for their
they
movement.
Did. We spent a lot of long nights learning some of that kind of dancing, and it's different kinds of moves than some of us are used to, and so it took a lot of practice.
And how did you learn?
There's a lot of hip movement in Afro-Caribbean dance. And
who was teaching?
Marge Birchtold was our choreographer, and there are also a couple of cast members that helped a lot. Tiffany Williams has had some experience with it. She had done the show before, and she plays Mama Yuraly, who is Timoon's adoptive mother in the show.
Well, it sounds like it's got to be some great energy going on in the pit and on the stage, and vocally, of course. And Timoon, I guess we should say, played by Yvette Purser, and the role of Daniel Roy Lowry, and all the others. Everybody from the Springfield area?
Yes, I think they're pretty much all Springfieldians.
Is that what you call yourselves?
Oh, that's one of the many things we call ourselves.
Maybe I shouldn't go into some of the others.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Laurie O'Brien is a stage director for Once on This Island, and we'll go out with what I guess is essentially the epilogue of the show. We heard the prologue at the beginning and the storytellers from the island simply describing why we tell this story. And if you want to go out and see it, more information at themuni.org. The show runs Friday through Sunday, the 20th through the 22nd, and then the following Wednesday through Sunday, the 25th through the 29th. And you're listening to Live and Local.
A tree that sprang up and cracked the walls of the Hotel Bozo so that its gates could never close again.
A tree that lived forever, sheltering peasants and grandam alike.
A tree that watched over Daniel for his life.
Why we tell this story? Why we tell this story? Why we tell this story?
That is the epilogue from one Aarons and Flaherty musical, Once on This Island, which, as you learned, if you've been listening to the show so far, will open on Friday at the Muni in Springfield and close on the 29th. And for more information, you can go to themuni.org. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our program's made possible in part by a grant from St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WILL. And I said that was one Aarons and Flaherty musical because our next segment has to do with another one. In fact, the very first one that they created together is called Lucky Stiff. And this is being presented by the Urbana Park District Summer Youth Theater Program, which will be happening next week at Parkland College Theater. And we have with us a number of the cast members to perform some of the songs live, give us a nice preview, as well as the two directors, stage director April Cleveland and music director Stephen Larson. Stephen has become a virtual fixture here on this show, it seems, for whether it's the Urbana Pops or I think you're going to be back tomorrow actually playing piano for another show.
That is right.
Which we'll, of course, talk about then. But yeah, so give us April or Stephen, or take turns. Just give a little bit of a preview to, or an overview of, the Urbana Park District Summer Youth Theater Program, because you both have been involved in this for quite a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this is our 21st year with the Urbana Park District Theater Company. Not with April and I.
But I was going to say,
actually,
I don't
probably
think
combined
so.
It would be 21 years, but this is the 21st year for that program, and we've been bringing theater for young people to have that first amazing theater experience, and we really believe that young people can exceed the expectations of adults. So some people think that their young people have limitations, but we really think that they can do anything and sometimes can do it better than adults can. So that's the premise behind our mission and our production this summer. Lucky Stiff, as you said, is a Flaherty Aaron's musical. It's really amazing. And April will love to talk about that.
Yes, I will.
Nice handoff.
And just to add to Stephen, I think that young people almost always do the performing arts better than adults, particularly theater. I love adults too, but okay. So in this program we've done another musical by that composer and book writer, which was Once on This Island, and Stephen and I were in that several years ago together. You were in that, right?
I played piano for that
one.
So
we were in it technically. I was in it. He played piano for it. But what I love about Lucky Stiff is it's their first collaboration. So it's really out there and quirky and bizarre and farcical, and just really weird and creepy. But at the same time, the book and the musical and the music are so strong. So it's kind of cool to combine how weird it is with how quality the music and the book are. And it's been really fun.
Anytime you have a show where you're hauling a dead body around for the virtually entire musical, then yeah, that's a little creepy.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to capitalize on the creepy, and it's going pretty well.
And how are you capitalizing?
Well, I think that during rehearsals with the entire cast, I say "be creepier" at least 100 times. I try to encourage them to bring out their inner creep. And hopefully we'll up the ante even more creep-wise by the time we open.
Well, I guess we're going to have some previews here, some of the songs. So I'll be the judge.
Well, these songs aren't particularly creepy.
They are or they are not?
Are not.
Well, then this is all that much better a test if they can manage to make these somewhat creepy. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how it's going. First of all, let's get an overview of the story. Who wants to give the overview?
Aaron, you do it.
Okay. All right. So this musical is mainly about the character Harry Witherspoon, who leads a pretty mundane life in East Grinstead. And when his uncle Anthony passes, very twistedly, he inherits supposedly $6 million and his dead uncle's body. So he, in order to get the $6 million, has to go to Monte Carlo and fulfill a list of duties that are very demanding. And my character, Annabelle Glick, follows him around trying to catch him doing anything wrong so that she can get the money for her Universal Dog Home charity. And it bases a lot around the adventures of Monte Carlo and just being able to learn to live your life to the fullest.
But the idea is he's got to take the dead Anthony.
Yes, Uncle Anthony is in a wheelchair that operates, quote, automatically or manually. And he has been done up by a taxidermist friend. And so he technically looks like he's fit enough to go around the world, but he is definitely very dead.
He is one lucky stiff.
He is one lucky stiff indeed.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And Aaron Cleveland, could you possibly be related to April?
Maybe.
Not that you're going to admit, right? Well, what's our first song, and how about a setup for that?
Well, we're singing the very first song of the show, Something Funny's Going On. This is how the show starts.
And so no further explanation required.
Nope, this is pretty much all the exposition the audience gets.
Okay.
It's not an overture, it's not anything, it's just this.
New Jersey. Something funny's going on. There's a lot we haven't told you.
warm and warm, warm place. And the body isn't cold yet in New Jersey. The story that you're about to hear is strange, we know. And things like this don't happen every day. But there's a little saying, and it's apropos.
My last will and testament. I hope it finds you in better health than it does me.
Something funny's going on. There's an awful lot of action.
And a physical attraction.
And a lot of dogs.
Bark, bark.
There's a fortune to be won.
And a woman with a gun.
And a body of a man.
And an axe about to fall.
On one unsuspecting fellow.
In the middle of it all. In England.
Is that a fair preview, not only of the show itself, but I mean of the story of the show, but also of the energy that goes through, musical energy that goes on?
Absolutely. They have a little note at the back of the script that says, whatever you do, keep it moving. So we're supposed to like cut repeats if it slows down the show, and there's always a new setting for each different scene. So that means that the next scene could be in a completely different part of Monte Carlo. So we have to figure out a way, April and I, to make it so that the show keeps moving.
So this is a note from
the composer. From the they say, keep it moving, Aaron Flaherty, thank you. And so that we have kids doing set changes, we have kids holding set pieces, just it lends to the creepy part. So we'll have a kid holding Emmy holds a vase of roses and has a really creepy face for an entire scene. like a little cherub holding a vase of roses. So we really keep it moving, and all the songs are really fast-paced like that.
Is this a long show?
It is a little bit shorter than usual. We did the first act last night, and it was about an hour for the first act, and the second act is shorter.
Well, that's a reasonable length for a show.
But it's no My Fair Lady.
Well, probably in more ways than one. That's just a whole different approach, classic approach to the musical. And this is farce after all. So we have in the role of Harry Witherspoon, who is I guess there's some question as who's really the lucky stiff, right? Huh. Is it the dead guy or is it the guy whose life wasn't much before he found this, played by Cameron Cornell? And then we were introduced already to Annabelle Glick, who's played by Aaron Cleveland. And then there's this character of Rita LaPorta, who is Emma Lloyd. Tell us about your character, since we know a little bit about the other two.
So you'll learn a little later that my character killed Uncle Anthony. It happens and something funny's going on. He was my lover. And Rita is definitely crazy. She's legally blind, and she goes after Harry and the dead body because that's her $6 million, not his.
Or so she believes.
Oh, no, it is.
Oh, it is, in fact. Okay.
She embezzled it from her husband.
Yeah. Things come out at the end. We'll just leave it at that. And then in the role of Vinny... Who? You're wearing a dress, Vinny.
Yes.
I gather Vinny just became a woman in this particular production.
No, actually, I do play a man. I'm just a lady. So.
Oh, how about that? Kenna May Rice playing Vinny. And do you change your voice for this?
We played around with some voice techniques, but we're really not trying to hide too much that I am a woman because it's really, really obvious even when I'm wearing slacks and a plaid vest. So,
So you're just a guy who has a great falsetto.
Yes, sure.
All right, fair enough. Dominique DuMonaco, who is a temptress of sorts, I guess, played here by, is it Sarah Vavrin?
Yeah.
Got it. And right. So talk a little bit about your character.
Well, Dominique, she is a nightclub singer in Monte Carlo, and that's where she first meets Harry, and... basically, Harry's uncle kind of planned it out that we would meet, and I was going to kind of teach him the French ways of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of certain aspects of life, I gather.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Luigi Gaudi, who's, I read him described as sort of this deus ex machina sort of character who really changes everything. Jonah Herzog
is
his character.
Well, Luigi is an Italian, obviously. He speaks with an Italian accent, and he's like this creepy character. He's everywhere Harry thinks he's not. He's supposed to be Harry's tour guide, but he appears in, like, random places.
And each time he shows up, the story shifts just a little bit.
Kind of, yeah.
And I saw a video preview in which you seem to have this accent you've acquired.
Yes, Luigi has to do a lot of accents.
A lot of different accents.
Yes.
All right, will we get to hear you do anything during the course of any of these songs here? No? So give us a line from one of your best lines.
I'm also the voice of Tony Hendon, so I guess I'll be, "Dear nephew Harry, this is my last will and testament. I hope it finds you in better health than it does me."
There you go. All right, fair enough. Jonah Herzog as, well, I guess more than one person in this show. What's our next tune?
We'll be hearing Annabelle and Harry's first encounter with each other. For the first quarter of the show, they have seen each other, and she's kind of creeping on the train, and she's creeping in the background in the park. And then finally, he apprehends her, and she reveals herself to be the one who's also trying to get the money
for the Universal Dog Home of Brooklyn.
Yes,
Dog Home of Brooklyn. Yeah. All right. Aaron Cleveland as Annabelle Glick. Cameron Cornell as Harry Witherspoon.
Look, Mr. Witherspoon, let me give you the big picture. There are dogs in despair who need shelter and care and who don't have a bone to chew. You have pink satin sheets. They spend nights on the streets. It's the dogs, the dogs, it's the dogs versus you.
What?
We are down on our knees braving rabies and fleas. It's a job someone has to do. We need food, we need tags, doggy toys, doggy bags for the dogs. The dogs, it's the dogs versus you. How I wish you could meet the needy dogs I know. How much good you could do in the greater New York area alone. Picture one,
no,
my hound,
no,
picture pups,
no,
at the back,
no,
of a little
no.
Lush Shih Tzu.
Who?
Picture beagles,
no,
and big,
no,
Saint Bernards,
no,
with no cat. It's the dogs.
I hate dogs.
You hate dogs.
Oh, how I wish you
could
see the
dogs.
Kind of life I've had.
25,000 starving dogs.
If you think
save the dogs.
I'm mad. You're absolutely, positively mad.
I'm prepared.
So am I.
This is do,
do or die. It's so nice that we both agree.
It's the dogs.
And the dogs.
The dogs.
The dogs.
Versus you.
And you.
Versus me.
After you.
Aaron Cleveland is Annabelle Glick, and Cameron Cornell is Harry Witherspoon. From the show Lucky Stiff, which is being presented by the Urbana Park District Summer Youth Theater Program. It opens. I can't find my list with the dates here. Somebody help me out. It opens when?
July 25th.
It's July 25th through the 28th.
Thank you. Somebody knows what's going on, and I still can't find my piece of paper. Oh, here it is. Not quite. July 25th to the 28th, and you can get information online about that through the Urbana Park District website. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. More to come from Lucky Stiff. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert, Jonathan Biss is the piano soloist in Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra led by Ludovic Morlot. Also on the program, Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto with concertmaster Robert Chen as soloist. It's the Chicago Symphony tonight on the FM 90.9 evening concert starting at 7 o'clock. You're invited to join us in September for WILL's Civil War Train. Board vintage train cars for stops in Vicksburg, Atlanta, Kennesaw Mountain, Chickamauga, and New Orleans. Visit the Smithsonian Southern and Southeastern Railway Museums and see Civil War era Washington, D.C. The trip is nearly sold out. Call 217-333-7300 or visit will.illinois.edu/willtravel for more information. Here's my sheet with all of the info on this particular show. Lucky Stiff, as we've said, was the first collaboration of Aarons and Flaherty, and I guess I've seen two others of them, Seussical, the musical, and Ragtime. These guys have been pretty busy, written some wonderful shows.
They have, yeah.
Besides Once on This Island, has anybody here been involved in any of their other shows? Cameron has? Which ones?
I've been in all of them.
Every one of them that they've ever written? Is this really possible?
Ragtime, Seussical, Once on This Island, and now Lucky Stiff.
But not Schoolhouse Rock.
Not yet. I plan on it.
Or the movie musical Anastasia.
I'm really wanting to be Anastasia in that one. I think I have a shot.
All right.
And you had, I think you had the kids from My Favorite Year on a couple years ago.
Is that one of those two? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you guys make it around. I mean, how many of you are in your first Urbana Park District summer show? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. Somebody just put down somebody else's hand for them. And that means the rest of you are veterans. Have you had favorite shows so far? That you've Well, yes.
Yeah.
So let's hear some of them. Aaron, you're nodding your head.
Hi. My favorite one would have had to be the last one I did for the show. It was called Kala. It was original by Jen Bechtel. And yes, Jen Bechtel.
And what made that a favorite of yours?
It was one of the last years I got to do it. It was about 8 years ago. It was very freshest in my mind besides this year. And it was just very unique. I don't know, the songs really got you going and it was new and the content was really fun and interesting to me. Maybe it's because I was 10, but it was good. I loved it.
Everybody gets excited about things when they're 10.
Yeah, right? It was wonderful.
Yeah. What are some others? Kitty Schwartz, you had some favorites. Favorite.
My favorite show was last year's Anything Goes.
For the summer theater?
Yeah.
And did you come in here?
No, I was only a featured dancer last year.
Only a featured dancer.
But it was fun. I got to learn how to tap dance.
Well, I know you do ballet.
Yes.
So is there a lot of dancing in this show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very active in this show.
Including tap dancing?
Yes.
So how many of you had to learn to tap dance for this occasion? Cameron has his hand very high. And what's your name?
Aki.
Aki? Mm-hmm. You had your hand up earlier, and is that a sibling of yours who put it down for you? So had you ever tap danced before?
No.
Can you give us a demonstration now? It looks good. Tap dancing doesn't come across real well on a carpeted hollow floor, but still, yeah. Well, I love watching shows with tap dancing, and especially watching people who are new to it, because that makes it all the funnier sometimes. But I'm sure you all are doing a fantastic job. And I'm sorry we can't demonstrate that with more effectiveness in this particular studio. So we might as well go back to the music. I know you got a few more songs you'd like to try out. What's next and what's its context?
Well, this is called Speaking French. It is sung by Dominique DuMonaco, who's, as we said earlier, a nightclub singer. And she realizes early on that she has a lesson to teach all these tourists in Monaco.
Bonsoir, mesdames et bon monsieur. Comment ça va? Ça va bien? Hein? Is love if you don't speak French, mon chéri, you won't stand a chance here. Come with me, you will see the way we do things in the south of France, dear. You can say all you want to say with one basic lesson. I know. Use your lips, use your hips like so. Enter, I whisper, ooh la la, which causes. And then we, and then we, and now you're speaking French. Bonjour, Happy Witherspoon.
You know me?
I'm your surprise. I don't care how it's done in Rome or in Oklahoma, no, dear. Si vous plaît, par français, you'll fall in love. Share in the savoir faire if you dare to try something new. Come, my dear, volunteer on you.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly.
Yes, you.
I can't dance.
Yes, you. When I say ooh, 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 you answer? I whisper ooh, la la. Which causes, and there we, and there we are, and now you're speaking. Stop, Momo, s'il vous plaît. There is someone you tonight who is not joining in. Someone who is alone. What is it, Sherry? Oh, I'm so sad. As your lover deserted you, too many lovers trample on your heart. May I have a blue spotlight, please? Thank you. Ah, I myself am for the solitary boulevard of life, beaucoup de jours. Just like you, so alone, sans l'amour. Ah, to go searching for l'amour upon the boulevard of life is not a crime. As I told the gendarme at the time, I spoke French, lucky me, so did he. I said, and he said, then I said, which led to, and then we, and then we are, and now you're speaking French. Everybody, ooh, 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 then you say, when we say, ooh, la, la, here we go. I love that, ooh, ooh, ah, and now you're speaking French.
Wow, these are some really energetic and fun songs, and also very nicely done there. Sarah Vavrin in the role of Dominique du Monaco from Lucky Stiff, the Urbana Park District Summer Youth Theater production, which opens next Wednesday and shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. They're all at 7:30 at Parkland College Theater. And you can get tickets by phoning, if you like. The number is area 217-367-1544. Or you can get them from a cast member. So if you happen to know somebody who's in the show, I'm sure that they'd be happy to sell you a ticket. Fair enough. And I'm sure that they have got it all up on their Facebook pages, and they've let every friend and relation that they know that they will be happy to sell them a ticket. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, and we have with us Stephen Larson, who's the music director, April Cleveland, who's the state director for this production. And what have we got next?
Well, we have what we call Rita's Confession. As you asked earlier if the show is all fast-paced like the opening number, well, this is one of those other occasions when it's incredibly fast-paced. We learn a lot about Rita. We learn a lot about the backstory in this 2 minutes of music. And she barges in on her brother, Vinny, who's an optometrist, and says, you need to help me right now. And here we go.
British shoe salesman inherits $6 million from casino manager uncle. I don't get it. Let me start at the beginning.
having an affair. An affair? And my lover's name was Tony.
Tony.
And he managed my husband's casino. He wore a tux. I went crazy for the guy, which is why.
Which is why.
I embezzled from my husband.
Not your husband.
We stole from my husband's casino. $6 million.
God.
And all in rocks. $6 million in diamonds. In a heart-shaped box. Now I've got to go to Monte Carlo. I've got to find this man. He inherited the money I embezzled from my husband from the lover that I accidentally shot.
What?
Well, I went to Tony's place.
Tony's place.
It was dawn and I saw a woman leaving.
Woman?
Leaving. I knew that my Tony was in there. Well, I saw red! And the room was very dark.
Very dark.
Very dark. And I didn't have my glasses.
What? No glasses?
And there in the dark, accidentally, I shot him dead. They found his will. He left this English nephew. Husband.
From the guy you accidentally shot at dawn?
And you've gotta go to Monte Carlo just as fast as you can.
Why?
Because I accidentally mentioned it was you who took the money when my husband accidentally found it gone. What could I say?
What did you say?
What could I do?
What did you do? What did you do?
The money was gone. Nikki caught on, so I blamed it.
No.
On you.
I said... You lost the gambling!
I was desperate! It just came out of my mouth spontaneously! And now, well...
oh, God. I think Nikki has a contract on your life.
I've gotta go to Monte Carlo. I've gotta find this man.
Mm-hmm.
I could end up in a river with a bullet in my liver or a piano wire wrapped around my neck.
Check! I'm gonna go to Monte Carlo just as fast as we can.
I've gotta go to Monte
Carlo. I booked a flight to Monte Carlo.
Wow. Poor Vinny.
Right?
Vinny, played by Kenna Mae Rice, and they really screwed up. Rita Laporta, played by Emma Lloyd. You're not really like that, are you?
No. I don't think so.
Well, I've asked the cast, other cast members on the way out. With Stephen Larson, by the way, who is not in the music director, but also playing the piano fabulously well.
Well, thank you.
With great energy. This is all from Lucky Stiff, the Urbana Park District Youth Summer Theater. Hold on to that water bottle there, or whatever that is. And heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm going to mention a few other things going on in our listening area today and tomorrow. Paul Kottheimer and Jeff Byrne will be at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. The Gavin Stolte Project and Kilbourne Alley are both at Cowboy Monkey in Champaign at 7 o'clock this evening. Parkland Early Jazz Ensemble is at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7. David Davis and the Warrior Boys play bluegrass at Rockholm Gardens in Arcola this evening at 6:15. The Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana presents the musical Rent tomorrow through Sunday at 8 o'clock. It's the Diva and the Dude at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow evening, 6:30. The Surreal Deal play the blues at DR Diggers in Champaign tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Haley Jane is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. The Blues Deacons are at Crestview Park in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6:30. And the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan opens The Music Man tomorrow at 2 o'clock with a show also at 8 o'clock. And you can check their website for all of their show times. Sort of a whirlwind tour of some of the other things going on in our listening area. You are listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana. With wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer, wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. I believe we have, what, one more song we want to do?
Oh, yeah.
From Lucky Stiff.
This is Annabelle Glick, who... she realizes she is so different from everyone else on stage, and she sings about how she would rather have a very calm life instead of this madcap life in Monte Carlo. And in fact, that this is the song that most people would recognize from the show if they know any songs from the show, because it has made the rounds as solo repertoire.
And it's called Times Like This.
Times Like This, yes.
With Aaron Cleveland.
I have to say is I am happy to be sitting here doing what is meaningful to me, working on behalf of the universal dog home, not barking up a stranger's tree. Now my idea of company would be friendly face, the kind of face that melts you with a grin, the kind of eyes that welcome you the minute you walk in, a tender glance you simply can't refuse. It's times like this a girl could use. A dog, he listens when you tell him things. There's nothing you can't say. And unlike certain people, you can teach him how to stay. And if the world is giving you the blues, he cheers you up by chewing up the news. Things like that that make you choose a dog. Other people need romance, dancing, playing around. Other people need constant fun. Well, I'm not one. I have my feet on the ground. Give me quiet night, a stack of books, a tuna melt on rye, a simple walk together underneath the starry sky, and suddenly the night is something rare, and all because there's someone special gazing at the fuse, his head upon your shoes. It's times like this I sure could use.